I want to introduce to you a guest here on Harrison on the Edge. This is a news-making event right now. He is a Bush appointee, U.S. Elections Assistance Commission chair. His name is Dr. Soares, and he has blankly said that this country is ripe for stealing elections. And I want to welcome you, sir, to Harrison on the Edge.
Good evening.
We're very glad to have you here. And you said you were basically deceived by the leaders of the House and Senate and the White House, and you decided that it just made more sense to spend your time watching your sons play basketball than to participate in this charade. An extraordinary statement as a Bush appointee.
Well, that's correct. I was invited by the president to serve as one of the first commissioners of the new U.S. Elections Assistance Commission, which was formed in response to the debacle that happened in Florida. And much to my regret, the commission was really a charade. The Congress did not appropriate enough money to even open an office. The White House did very little to assist us in getting started. And this all being in the year 2004, when we were having the first presidential election after Florida 2000.
Well, and then you quit, and we're hearing more and more people slowly but surely stepping up to the plate and telling these extraordinary truths, which are a torpedo in the fantasy of many people who simply watch Fox News. I mean, this is really an extraordinary admission that you were put forth after the election to make sure that it ran cleanly, found out it was a joke, much as we heard Mr. Cuo the other day, his book out now talking about faith-based initiatives being a complete charade, the same word that you use.
Right.
How many more levels of this do we have in the administration, I wonder?
Well, I've had a single focus, and that was to ensure that the country did not experience what it did in 2000. And although I am familiar with some of the faith-based charades also, I've focused on this issue. And I think primarily because, not just of Florida 2000, but we're spending $1 billion a week in Iraq under the guise of expanding democracy. And democracy requires some infrastructure. And right here in our country, our democracy has a weakening infrastructure that's spending billions of dollars on equipment that cannot be trusted.
46 minutes before the hour. Harrison with you. It's Harrison on the Edge on KTLK AM 1150, LA's progressive talk station. Talking to Dr. Soares, a Bush appointee, U.S. Elections Assistance Commission chair. His job was to make sure that things go in a legal sense. We find out just today, Dr. Soares, that apparently some letters have been sent out to Latinos, whether they were legal or illegal immigrants, telling them that if they vote, they go to the juzgao, that also their names would be turned over to militia groups so that they would be dispatched immediately. Pretty extraordinary stuff. A lot of strong-arming going on.
Yeah. Well, we've allowed politics to undermine democracy. And when politicians, frankly, on either side of the political aisle, are the arbiter of last resort, then we find rights being diminished and campaigns being promoted. I'm not a believer that government should yield to political forces, but that government should protect those very rights that you read about in the introduction to our conversation. And government today has decided to let politicians, political operatives, and political consultants really define who votes, how often they vote, and whether or not their votes count.
Dr. Soares, on November 7th, are you going to trust your vote to an electronic voting machine?
I normally vote by absentee ballot, which is done by paper and which is more reliable. But I can tell you that there's a local race here that I'll be talking about publicly tomorrow in New Jersey, where Democrats use paper to steal an election from other Democrats. As important as the technology is the construct of who's in charge. And what we find is that often partisans are in charge of managing the very elections that are supposed to be nonpartisan. And I think in states like my own, where a political appointee is in charge of voting, we need nonpartisan commissions that include people from the academic sector and other sectors to oversee elections so that the final word is not in the hands of a political hack.
Like Blackwell in Ohio, who's now running, of course, for governor of that state.
Correct. And in many other states, not only on a statewide level, but on local levels, we find that the fox is counting the votes to determine who controls the chicken coop.
Well, of course, Fox counted the votes in 2000, too, and that was a big problem.
Yeah, but I do want to emphasize...
Not the Fox, this. Fox News.
What I learned in Washington was this. The one thing that seems to be a consensus in Washington between Democrats and Republicans is that the system can't be too bad because it produced them. And I think this is bigger than partisanship. When the Democrats are in charge, they are as insensitive to the mechanics of voting as Republicans are. People talk a good game before they get in, and then when they get in, it seems to be the preoccupation is to hold on to power.
Bush appointee, U.S. Elections Assistance Commission Chair, Dr. Soares, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on Harrison on the Edge. I know this just happened. We're so glad that you jumped off the high dive to share this with us and all of Los Angeles. It's a story that's going to go far and wide. I really appreciate you taking personal risk. You are an American hero and a patriot, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. You have a great night. Also want to acknowledge Brad Blogg, who is did some extraordinary research to help get this story to us here on Harrison on the Edge. 50 minutes past the hour, live and local, it's Harrison on the Edge.
This is Harrison.
Four minutes past the hour. Harrison with you it is. Harrison on the Edge on KTLK AM 1150, LA's progressive talk station. Just had that conversation you just heard from Dr. DeForest Soares. He was a man who was handpicked and appointed by the Bush administration to fix the voting problems. And when he went and said, look, I've got, 200 feet high pile here of stuff that needs to be fixed, sheet on top of sheet on top of sheet. You know what they said? What's for lunch? And that's the help he got. So in other words, they didn't really mean it, but they were able to announce a public appointment to the mainstream media, who announced that the Bush administration, with an incredible appetite to fix what is ailing us, has appointed a man and then sent him off into the shoebox in the basement next to the boiler room to do nothing for the next couple of years. So he finally quit and just revealed this tonight. It turns out that in last August, he was interviewed by a couple of the major networks that would be broadcast networks, ABC, CBS, Fox, this sort of thing. And they did not air the interview. So you heard it here for the first time. They did nothing. They did not broadcast it. It was, why would they want to broadcast that? That the system, that they're stealing the election, and this comes from Bush's own appointee. So we want you to keep looking at Brad Blogg, because he's the man who's been able to uncover this story. Check out bradblogg.com, and you can find out which network hides this info. And, of course, we openly provide that stuff here on KTLK AM 1150. And as we heard from Mr. Soares, there are no standards for voting anymore. Huge, scary stuff. Nothing will change, he says, and we know that we need to do something. And actually, one network in particular, and we don't know which network it was one that he did remember being on, but he can't now because it's been, months and months and months. So check with bradblogg.com. Wow. I just love... I hate hearing that information, but I love the fact that what used to be called a whistleblower is now just called a guy who quit his office. Because if he calls himself a whistleblower, guess what? He gets in trouble now. He may be an enemy combatant, which in a sense he is, in a philosophical sense, that's for sure.
Yeah,
yes, Linda Licious.
The fact is that our own media system, as Brad Blogg made clear, is putting the hush-hush on this information. Only you, hosts like you, and a few sources. I know Lou Dobbs has been good at CNN in uncovering this sort of stuff. Very few people, our own media system, hiding this stuff from us when the administration officials and appointees are saying, listen, something's wrong here.
Well, yes, and in fact, they are appointed with huge tasks in front of them, eagerly traveling around the country, coming back with, terabytes worth of horrible information, and then they're told, go take a nap. 57 minutes past the hour, live and local, it's Harrison on the Edge.
This is Harrison.